Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
From more extreme weather patterns to wildfires and a decline in natural pollinators, climate change isn't only impacting food production, but global alcohol supply too, with vineyard volumes dropping and elements like taste and sugar content altering. What does it mean for the stability of the market and for consumers? Well, I'm joined by RTE business journalist Adam Maguire now, who's been looking into all of this for us. Hello, Adam.
How are you?
So let's turn to the vineyards first. What's happening with the wine harvest?
Yeah, so we're right in the middle of the wine harvest season now in the Northern Hemisphere. It kind of runs from early September usually through to late October for most producers. The Southern Hemisphere is a bit later, so it kind of runs into February, March of next year. But early indications from the Northern Hemisphere anyway aren't great. In France, for example, which is the second biggest producer of wine in the world, it's forecasting an 18% fall in production this year. A huge drop, much more than had been anticipated. And it's more severe in certain parts of the country. So, for example, in the Jura region in eastern France, it's on track for a 71% drop in production volumes compared to last year. Massive, massive drop. Italy, which is the world's biggest producer, is forecasting an 8% increase in its harvest compared to last year, which sounds positive, but it comes on the back of what was described as a disastrous year last year for Italian producers. So an 8% improvement on a disaster is still pretty bad. Spain, meanwhile, just behind France in terms of volume of wine. Expectation of falling volumes this year as well. Not as severe, though, as what's being seen in France. And if you look across the EU as a whole, the projection of a 1% fall in production this year, which, again, doesn't sound too bad, but it is on the back of of a bad year last year.
So there's a bit of compound interest going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So according to the International Organization of Vine and Wine, which covers nearly 50 producing countries around the world, global production last year was down 10%. It was the biggest drop seen in 60 years, so, you know, really significant. Australia was the worst hit, 26% fall in production last year. Italy, not far behind with a 23% fall. That's that disastrous year that I mentioned. Chile and South Africa were down more than 10%. And that was on the back of a small fall in production in 2022. So potentially you have now 3 years in a row of falling wine production globally.
Right. So let's talk about what's causing this, because we do hear about falling consumption, but tell us what you're being told about what's going on.
Yeah, well, as always, there's kind of multiple factors at play here. So in France, for example, they've actually been trying to reduce the amount of wine they're producing. There's been a campaign to reduce the country's vineyards, in part because of that global fall in demand for wine, in particular the varieties that's available from France. The economic uncertainty in China is a big part of that, demand falling there from consumers are reining in on luxuries. But even in places like France, consumers are drinking less wine than they were before. And according to the Organization of Vine and Wine, consumption last year was at its lowest level since 1996. The French government is actually spending €200 million last year. It spent to buy up millions of gallons of surplus wine, apparently 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools of wine, which was destroyed. In inverted commas, actually means it gets distilled into ethanol for industrial use. Alongside that, there's also government grants for vineyards to pull up some of their crops. They're trying to cut back 30,000 hectares of vineyards in the coming year, basically trying to stop the fall in the price of French wine and support producers. But as I mentioned, you know, France wanted production to fall last year, but not by 18, or this year, not by 18%. The main culprit for that is the weather. That's what's behind the
right.
massive fall.
So this is where we come to the climate change impact. So what happened with the weather?
Yeah, well, there was an unseasonable frost in France in April, and the vines would have been starting to get their green shoots at that stage, so it did a lot of damage. In Jura, producers said that alone cost them about 60% of their production just from that frost in April. But then in the months that followed, there's been an unusual amount of rain across the country, and that's a problem for winemakers because damp conditions make it easier for mildew to grow on the plants, and that is really damaging to the crops as well. It can devastate them. And it's almost the opposite problem of what French vineyards faced in 2022. People remember heat waves in the country led to wildfires. A number of producers got wiped out then. Wildfires were an issue this year in California, which is obviously a big wine producer. Apparently, a lot of the vineyards were spared direct damage, but there's a fear that there was taint from the smoke on the grapes. So it'll probably take a bit of time to see what the quality of the stock is there. And just to go back to that mildew problem. That was the reason for the disasters here in Italy last year. This year, growers there were more prepared, even though there was still a lot of rain, especially in the north of the country. But they also experienced particularly high heat conditions, particularly in the south of the country. And that creates a couple of other problems, not just the wildfire risk. It speeds up the ripening process, for example. In some places like Sicily, the harvest actually started in July rather than the normal kind of September period. And given the steps involved, you know, in making wine, that makes it much more difficult to manage then if everything gets knocked off by 2 months. And having the grapes ripen earlier also affects the taste as well. It puts more alcohol because there's more sugar in there. So that all affects the type of wine, you know, the quality of it and all that. And, you know, in what would normally be a relatively dependable and predictable kind of cycle, when you have that thing being knocked off by 2 months and the flavour changing, that can have a big disruptive effect on these growers as well.
For consumers then, will prices be affected by all of this?
Well, potentially, yes. You know, we have seen wine prices go up in recent years because of rising energy prices and shipping costs and so on. But as I mentioned, I suppose what will soften the blow is the fact that demand is falling. So if you know, you might not have a shortage of supply as a result. The thing is, though, it's really impossible to give a broad kind of prediction on what it means for the industry, because it isn't one industry, really. It's lots of little industries. We have all these different countries growing wine, lots of different vineyards, different varieties, different types of wine and so on. So, you know, it means that some types of wine from certain countries or certain vineyards actually do well in changed weather conditions and some do badly. So Spain, for example, they're saying their volumes will be down this year, but they actually think it's a good year for what has grown. It'll actually be good quality wine. So the price may go up as a result of that, or it might kind of balance out the supply as well. So really it depends on what wine you're talking about. But what you'll probably see is the selection of wine will be reduced. You won't have the same huge variety, and maybe the cheaper stuff will disappear because the vineyards will try and focus more on the higher margin stuff to actually boost their profits.
And we should say, as we come to the end, it's not just wine affected here. Like, it's cider and beer as well. There's impacts being seen.
Yeah. And not even just on the crops themselves that struggle in adverse conditions, but pollinators, the species of pollinators are being reduced as well. And they're very important for things like tequila and mezcal and cider, because if you don't have bees or you don't have the long-nosed Mexican bat, apparently, if they're not pollinating the plants, then the fruit doesn't grow or the plant doesn't grow, and so you don't have it there to harvest, and it's creating huge problems in all types of alcohol production, because they're all ultimately based on some kind of crop to make alcohol. And the pollinators are really important as well, and we know in Ireland the bee population being a big example of that it's affecting the likes of cider production as well. So it's not just wine.
It's fascinating, Adam. Thank you for bringing it to us. Adam McGuire there, RTE business journalist.